Gene Richards joins us with entertainment news, and sadly, we have the passing of another pop singer to tell you about today.
Yeah, a very, very recognizable voice, a guy who had many, many hit songs, but this one was the only one that hit the number one spot. Robert John, the singer, songwriter, behind the 1979 hit Sad Eyes, has died. Cause of death was not announced. He's was recovering from a stroke that he had the last couple of years. But we don't know if that actually was related. With that signature falsetto singing voice, Sad Eyes was his only number one, but he had a hit with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Many, many other songs. He actually started singing when he was 12 years old. He was part of a kind of a doo-wop group back in the early 60s and started off then. Robert John was 79 years old.
Yeah, I think a lot of people remember, maybe even more than Sad Eyes, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was his remake of the Tokens hit.
Right.
And wasn't number one, but was popular.
Yep.
I am playing entertainment roulette here, Dean, because I do not have your list of what you want to talk about. So,
wait a minute. You mean this is not spontaneous? Wait a minute.
Yeah. You should Hard to believe, isn't it?
You should be getting that momentarily, but let me just tell you that okay. There is some new information on the death of One Direction singer Liam Payne. That's the singer that fell off of a hotel balcony in Argentina in October. They did initial toxicology reports and found that he had alcohol and cocaine and antidepressants in his system. But yesterday they released that his blood alcohol concentration was at 0.27%. That's three times over the legal limit for driving, at least, anyway. And they did confirm that there was cocaine and antidepressants in his system. There are five people now who are facing criminal charges who have been accused of supplying him with drugs, contributing to his death and falling off of that balcony.
Another bit of depressing news this morning about the singer from Kansas, huh?
Yeah, with local roots, who is actually from the Chicago area. And I'm talking about the vocalist Ronnie Platt. He has been the current lead vocalist for the group Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind, so many, you know, great and very familiar songs. He was diagnosed with thyroid cancer a couple of weeks ago, and put out a social media post yesterday saying that he's going to have his thyroid removed. There is a 99% survival rate. It has not spread, so it's all good news. I had something similar, my thyroid removed back in 2007. Every once in a while you see somebody who's got the scar on the bottom of their neck.
Yeah, it's fairly common.
It is. I don't know what the deal is with that, but you take one pill per day to replace your thyroid, and you're perfectly fine, and it certainly is better than having cancer.
Yeah. A few months back, we heard this story about a woman who was trying to sell Graceland, Elvis's home, and I guess she was found guilty now? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, she pled guilty to the crime. This is such a weird story. She pleaded guilty to mail fraud because what she tried to do was defraud the Presley family and auction off the mansion. A judge noticed it all and stopped everything, but what she was claiming was that the late Lisa Marie Presley had put up Graceland Mansion as collateral for a loan that was never repaid. So she falsely, this person, her name Lisa Janine Findlay, she allegedly falsified documents and published a foreclosure notice in the newspaper trying to push this through so she could become the legal owner of Elvis's one-time home, his current resting place for him and his family and Lisa Marie and Lisa Marie's son. So since mail was involved, they got her on mail fraud charges. She will be sentenced in June.
A lot of people probably don't know the name Kathleen Kennedy, but she has been partially responsible for some of the most popular movies of all time, hasn't she?
She sure has. Yeah, she is the president of Lucasfilms. When George Lucas stepped down from the empire that he started, literally the empire he started with the Star Wars films, Kathleen Kennedy took over. That was about 15 years ago, and now it's being reported by a number of sources that she will be retiring at the end of this year. She hasn't confirmed it. Lucasfilms hasn't confirmed it. Disney hasn't confirmed it, but sources close to all of this say that it is in the works. She's the one that rebooted the Star Wars films. She's the one that gave us all these spin-off films. She's the one that gave us all of these great Disney series that we watch online. She oversaw the return of Indiana Jones. She's really an amazing producer. And we'll keep an eye on this story. But it looks like, just like the James Bond franchise that we reported to you last week, where the people who have been in charge of it forever are stepping down, now it looks like same thing's going to happen with Star Wars.
What a career. Let's get to the Harry Potter news of the day.
Yeah, yeah, well, talking about streaming projects, there's been a tremendous success, what, with like 12 Harry Potter movies, something like that? I don't know, 9, 10, something, an incredible amount of Harry Potter movies. There now is going to be a TV series that will be coming out. They haven't announced too much information on this, but yesterday we did learn that John Lithgow is going to be part of it. He is a multiple Emmy and Tony Award winner. He is part of this Oscar-contending movie Conclave, which is currently out. And in this Harry Potter series, he will be playing Albus Dumbledore, the headmaster of the Hogwarts school. So that's a pretty big role to fill. Originally was held by Richard Harris, who died in 2002 and then was replaced by Michael Gambon, who died in 2023. So he will now be the third Dumbledore to step into the robes.
He is great in any role, isn't he?
True.
Lithgow? Yeah,
very true.
He's really good. Do most series drop new episodes on the streaming channels now midweek, or is it Sunday that they do it?
It seems to be Thursdays and Sundays. Midweek, sort of midweek and weekend, I think.
What's new this week?
This week we've got, well, first of all, we've got all the Oscar movies, all the big Oscar movies that you might want to try to catch up on a little bit before the Academy Awards on Sunday. A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie, is streaming right now on Apple TV and Prime Video. Anora, which is a big contender, is on Apple TV and Prime. The Brutalist, Apple TV and Prime. Conclave, that has John Lithgow, is streaming on Peacock right now. Also, Wicked is on Peacock. Emilia Perez streaming on Netflix right now. So, you know, if you want to try to catch up on a couple of Oscar movies, almost everything is streaming online right now, in addition to some new projects that are out. Kate Hudson with a new streaming series this week that's called Running Point. It's about a woman who is unexpectedly put in charge of her family's pro basketball team. That's going to begin tomorrow on Netflix. On Amazon Prime, there's a new biblical series that tells the story of David's journey from simple shepherd to the throne of Israel and House of David. Season 2 of the psychological thriller Surface begins on Apple TV Plus now. There is Toxic Town starting tomorrow on Netflix, the story of one of the biggest environmental disasters in the UK. Season 4 of the comedy Shorzy is on Hulu right now. There's a new batch of episodes of Wizards Beyond Waverly Place coming Friday on Disney Plus. This documentary I was talking about yesterday a little bit, this new Matthew Perry documentary that really takes a deep dive into his life and the circumstances surrounding his death. It's called Matthew Perry, A Hollywood Tragedy, and that is on Peacock right now. If you're a golf fan, there is one called Full Swing, a docuseries, season 3 of a docuseries that where you kind of golf along with some pro golfers. Apple TV Plus has got something called Onside that takes you inside the world of Major League Soccer. And finally, for Black History Month, Eyes on the Prize 3 takes a look back at some of the biggest figures in the civil rights movement.
So in the old days, the Oscar-nominated movies would be in theaters this week. So I guess they've lost the fight, huh? And the streaming channels just show those movies. I mean, that's a big loss to movie theaters, isn't it?
Well, I think they're in theaters also.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I think you can... If you want to go see it on a big screen, obviously, I mean, a lot of people just do not want to go to the theaters no matter what.
Right.
So I think they're just hedging their bets that, you know, they get people to check out some of these movies one way or another. Yeah. But it's true. You know, I hear this almost every single day, every place I go. People tell me it's too expensive to go to theaters. Tickets cost too much. Popcorn costs too much. You know, to get something to drink costs too much. Parking costs too much. It's too expensive. And not that the home streaming services are any bargain. I mean, those are also on the expensive side.
Yeah, look at your bill.
Yeah. I mean,
there.
And inevitably, whatever it is that you want to watch is on some other streaming service that you don't have.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I don't know what the solution is, but they're trying to put all the options out there because they would like to take as much of your money as possible.
Yes, they would. In about an hour, Dean Cooks on WGN-TV. What are you making today?
Well, you know, Fat Tuesday is coming up, Mardi Gras time. So I thought I would do something, you know, to celebrate New Orleans a little bit. I was talking about this here in the office that I was, you know, trying to make some gumbo or jambalaya, something like that. And Brett Vickery, our new traffic reporter, not so new. She's been here a year now, and just the sweetest of sweethearts. Her family is from New Orleans, and her grandfather, or as she says, pawpaw, she says, makes amazing gumbo. So she contacted pawpaw and got his recipe for gumbo. And I modified it just a little bit, you know, to make it go a little faster on television, because it's a little tricky sometimes to create these things in 4 minutes. But it's basically Pawpaw's gumbo recipe that we're going to do today to kind of get you ready. And really, this is a recipe that anybody could do if you got a taste for, you know, some good gumbo and rice. That's what we're going to be doing in an hour. Brett told me that her pawpaw has a thick Cajun accent, that he's an older fella with a thick Cajun accent. And it made me think of that. Remember that Cajun chef who used to be, oh, I guarantee, he used
right.
to say.
Yeah.
I cannot think of his name to save my life. But that's who I imagine Brett's pawpaw to look and sound like.
You know what? Ever since Heaven on 7 closed up, I have been really wanting some good gumbo.
Oh, come on. You know Jimmy Banos. He'll bring some over to your house.
Well, Brett Vickery is in the traffic copter for us in the morning. They just give her some, and she can just fly over here to the radio studios.
Drop it off on a long line.
Why not?
Yeah. Justin Wilson was the guy's name.
Yeah, that's it.
That chef, Justin Wilson. Ooh, I guarantee. That's what I'm going to be doing a lot of that in about an hour.
Can't wait. Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
I guarantee.